Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of ground up grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today.
For Monday, January 10th, the Old Testament lesson today is from Psalm 19, verse 12. But who can detect their errors? Clear me from hidden faults.
The New Testament reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. The Lord will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness, and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Then each one will receive commendation from God.
Well, I don't know about bringing to light the things now hidden in darkness. We were listening this weekend to a speaker who was saying we need to have naked truth with no dressing of that truth. And that's not easy to face, to reveal to others, to expose that to the light. We don't like that.
I know when we first started doing the trip process, I was nervous about the regret part, where I would have to admit what was wrong, and I was admitting it to the Lord. But Sonia, you got a chance to listen in, to kind of eavesdrop on my prayers. And it made me nervous because I figured you would be accumulating more ammunition to use against me whenever it was convenient to you. So, yeah, that idea of the naked truth is not something we want. And yet, the strange thing about that is that that second question of regret really leads you to reveal things that you might not want someone else to know, but when you do reveal it, it builds an intimacy with that person that would not have happened otherwise.
And it's true, this isn't just between you and God. I mean, ultimately it is, but it always seems to involve other people, people you have relationship with. So no matter how you would conceal something, even when it comes out, it's not going to be easy to face because you have to face other people who are passing judgment upon you. I had an experience of this recently, and it's very humbling. It's very trying in many respects to go through these things because you have to sit and face other people with the truth of your ways and the error of your ways.
Right. Well, this is what we call intervention in the AA movement, where you actually go to the home of a person who is using some drug or something else to their own destruction, and you intervene in order to rescue them. But the person who is receiving this does not hear this as good news. You are wrecking their habit, and you know that you're doing it because you know the habit is killing them and they can't see it. So this is a very powerful, powerful verse, both of these. Who can detect their errors? I can't. I cannot see the thing that is wrecking me. Someone else can, and they can bring it to light so that I can be saved from it.
Yeah, it would be nice if we all were like Peter and had a cock crowing every time we needed to be reminded of our...
That's a good idea. We can make that kind of a little recognition of Christian ministry. In the early church, you know, they would draw the outline of a fish in the sand to help other people know that they were believers. But instead, we'll just go along and we'll just make the announcement of a rooster crowing.
Well, I know in Latvia and some of the Eastern churches, they do have roosters on top of their churches. Maybe that was partly to remind of our sin is ever before us, as it says in Psalm 51.
Psalm 51 reminds me that it was David who was hiding behind his piety, that what he had done was good and in the best interest of the country by killing the husband of this woman whom he had impregnated. And he was doing everyone a favor by keeping this a secret until Nathan came to him and exposed this hidden fault that was within him. And that was what caused David to write, "Create me a clean heart, O God," because he knew how devious his heart really was. And that is the problem. We all need a Nathan or someone like that to come to us and tell us the truth about what's really wrong in our life. And the problem is we can't choose the Nathan that comes to us. And that's why none of us really is too happy when God sends us a messenger that isn't of our choosing. And that's probably why that messenger is from the Lord, because that is the only reason that person's there, is because God sent her or him to you.
And that's the difficulty in that kind of exposure of ourselves. But we can also see the results of forgive and live in, and that's what I experienced with this time of realizing I was a very deceptive person. I have been all along. I think I learned it quite well from Eve. And I feel that, as one thing is exposed, then many other memories of mm-hmm. how you've been deceptive, and that's what I realized about myself, came to light. And so I've had to deal with this now. Mm-hmm. That's why confession is so important. And even reading this prayer of Psalm of Contrition, yeah. We need to read these so that we can understand our culpability and yeah. the vulnerability we have in falling into these ways yeah. and being in these ways, yeah. and we don't know it.
And that is right, Sonia. A good friend does for you what you cannot do for yourself.
Yeah.
Some of you are gardeners, and you know how important it is to investigate plants because of blight that might be growing on the leaf or some part of the plant that the plant can't do anything about. The blight will kill the plant, and you, as the gardener, can protect the plant from something that will otherwise wreck it. And that's what we're called to be, one to another. We're called to be members of the body of Christ. I know the Apostle Paul had to confront Peter to his face in Galatia. It was one of those things that God had appointed him to do. And we all need those experiences mm-hmm. from people whom God chooses to help us. And that the Lord will bring to light, and he will use people to bring to light and disclose those purposes to free us. Because mm-hmm. God knows when we're hiding, whether it's your deception, Sonia, or something else, when we're hiding, we're not happy. We're living in the dark, and we're not at peace. And that wrecks our life. It may bring it to an early and unhappy ending, and we don't want that. So mm-hmm. these things are critical for the sake of the kingdom of God.
And this commendation that we receive is what you've said here, Johann, from hiding to healing.
Yes. Right.
And the healing comes when we are forgiven, yes, but when God also says, "You are still my beloved child, yeah. and you are welcome now into my kingdom." Here's my trip prayer for today. My thanks is, I am grateful for the revealing of my sin and the error of my ways, which come through your grace and mercy. I'm sorry, this is my regret now, for avoiding this reality and being deceptive so that I can protect my reputation. Here's my intercession. Help me to seek forgiveness with those that I've hurt and those that I've deceived. And today I will make a list of all of my deceptive ways. A real downer.
I won't say anything, but I'll have a report tomorrow, so tune in. Here's the prayer from the daily text for today. Glorious light of the world, I bask in the healing warmth of your illuminating love. I confess to hiding my faults and shortcomings. Expose the dark purposes of my heart. Please send the light of your mercy. I am grateful that you bring me from darkness into your glorious light. Thank you for never giving up on me. Amen.
Join us in singing, Change My Heart, O God. Change my heart, O God, make it ever new. Change my heart, O God, make me more like you.
Change my heart, O God, make it ever new. Change my heart, O God, make me more like you.
Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.